coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with you. Coming up this weekend, it's the second annual Standardbreds Forever Day at Northlands Park in Edmonton. We'll talk to the lady who is a virtual fireball behind the whole thing on this edition of Trot Radio. Orianna Scheck is a noted racehorse owner, races horses right across the country, and when she's not doing that, she's very busy putting together this year's edition of Standardbreds Forever. Orianna, welcome to Trot Radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Norm. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Mutual Admiration Society. I love the name Standardbred Forever. Tell us about the event. How did it get started, and what's in store?
Well, for me, the event started way, way back when we were racing at Stampede Park. I organized a Halloween event, which basically started off with just some blanket sponsorship and different contests for the kids, and it kind of grew from there. And then last year, I approached Les Butler from Northlands Park with some ideas, and they were so willing to jump in and promote the event. One thing led to another, and last year was our first very successful year. On Saturday, we have our second annual Standardbreds Forever Day.
Now, does it celebrate, obviously celebrates the standardbred, but what aspects of the breed are you celebrating? Not just the racing, I take it, but we're looking at a breed that is very versatile, aren't we?
Yes, that is correct. Very, very nice. And, you know, it's really nice for, you know, the standardbreds are very easy. You know, the fans can come down, you know, and pet them. And, you know, they're just so nice to be around.
Yeah, and of course, we know what great pets they make. But right mm-hmm. now, you're celebrating the accomplishments of a very famous pacer over at Northlands, Taj Mahal.
That's correct. You know, last year, I brought in As Promised. And one of the things that I wanted to do with Standardbreds Forever Day was to honor our Alberta horses and horsemen, you know, and bring something back to the fans. Last year we brought in As Promised. I mean, what a great day for the connections. And As Promised, so deserving, was honored. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. It was a special day for Keith Clark. You know, the two of them reunited and they led post-parade, and it was something really special.
Nice.
This year we're honoring Taj Mahal. And I mean, he's an Alberta racing legend. You know, Taj to Alberta is like Admiral's Express to Ontario.
Yeah.
You know, he's the people's horse. The fans love to watch him. You know, and it's an opportunity for them to come out and meet him, you know, and get their picture taken. So it's really super.
Taj Mahal trying to get to him. Rainey against Shane Hall. Trusty Artist. Taj Mahal went by. Taj Mahal to the lead. Trusty Artist coming back. Taj Mahal, watch the timer. Here it comes. 1:50.3. That just happened.
Now tell us about some of the events surrounding Standardbred Forever Day.
Okay, well, this year you can win a trip for two to the North America Cup, which is very exciting.
Nice.
We've got free pony rides for the children, dollar hot dogs and dollar pop. Pictures can be taken and you can meet Taj Mahal. There are signed posters that are going to be given away. We also have three beautiful framed signed pictures, one of Sunbeach Somewhere, Admiral's Express,
sweet,
and Hannah Hanover. We also have pictures of As Promised and Keith Clark, and of course, Taj Mahal and JF. Keith Clark has donated one of his driving suits. And we also have a Jeff Gordon NASCAR jacket to be drawn as well. And all these items are going to be drawn from losing tickets from the day on our race card. We're trying to give back to the fans and the bettors that come out and support the day. And then we also have other things, like we have blanket sponsorship for every race. And, I mean, yeah, it's just super. We have all kinds of stuff happening.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful time. I wish that Northlands wasn't quite as far away.
Yes. Oh, we would love to have you.
Someday.
No, that's an idea for the third annual.
Hey, keep it in mind. I think we'd love to be out there. So it's happening this Saturday at Northlands Park. It gets underway what time?
1:00.
And it coincides with the card of racing, of course?
Yes, of course,
does. Post time is 1:00 as well?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck with this, Orianna.
Well, thank you. You know, and I just want to say, Norm, that there's a lot of work behind the scenes that have been done. Jonathan Huntington has really stepped up and worked so hard for this event. All the Northland staff has just been super. I mean, even right down to the artwork. You know, the sponsors have stepped up again. You know, Sugar and Crystal are doing a great job promoting the event during, you know, the live racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course the connections to Taj, you know, and JF Gagne and Marjorie Dumont. I mean, they've just been so accommodating. And this is just a special day, and everyone's worked so hard, and we just hope we're praying for good weather, and, you know, the fans will come out and the children will come out and just enjoy the day.
Well, a little bad weather has never stopped in Alberta.
That is true.
And you know what else is nice to see? It's nice to see that as a community, the racing community has banded together to help move the sport forward. It's been a tough year in Alberta, but certainly things are looking good on the horizon.
You know what? It has been a really tough, it's so tough here in Alberta the past few years. And, you know, events like this bring up the morale, you know, and hopefully brings our fans out. And sounds like things could be turning around for us here in Alberta. We're sure hoping so because, you know, we just have some great horsemen and great horses and great people. And we're just really hoping we can keep racing here for many years to come.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Orianna Scheck of Standard Breds Forever on Trot Radio.